This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Top U.S. national security leaders made a rare joint appearance in the White House briefing room Thursday to express concern about efforts by Russia and others to meddle in upcoming elections in the United States. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats said President Donald Trump has directed his national security team to make election integrity its top priority.
We have incorporated the lessons learned from the 2016 election and implemented a broad spectrum of actions to share more information across the federal government, as well as with state and local governments, and also with the public and the private sector.
National Security Advisor John Bolton released a letter that he sent to five Democratic senators outlining the Trump administration's extensive historic actions taken to ensure the integrity of our elections and defend against foreign malign influence. The briefing came just days after Facebook announced it had deactivated several accounts, possibly linked to Russian hackers that tried to put out false information ahead of November's midterm elections. Meanwhile, there's a new offer on the table from Special Counsel Robert Mueller to President Trump in Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Rita Foley reports.
President Trump has said publicly that he would like to sit down and talk to prosecutors. His lawyers, though, have objected to the terms that were offered. Now, a person briefed on a new proposal tells the Associated Press that Special Counsel Mueller's team may be willing to limit some questions the president is asked, or accept some answers in writing. Talks between Trump's lawyers and the special counsel investigating Russian interference in the election have restarted in the past few days. But the person who spoke with us says it's not clear a deal will be struck for the president to be interviewed.
That's Rita Powell. I'm Dave.